Reality, as you perceive it with your physical senses, is nothing more than the shadow cast by your own consciousness. It is the externalization of your inner states, the crystallization of your habitual thinking made manifest in the world of form. When you accept this so-called reality as final, when you bow down to the evidence of your senses, you become a slave to the very conditions you have unconsciously created. You become the victim of your own ignorance of the law that governs all manifestation. The great mystics throughout history have understood this principle. They knew that what appears to be reality is but the garment worn by consciousness itself. Behind every manifestation lies an invisible state of consciousness, and it is this state that determines what shall appear in your world, your present circumstances, no matter how solid they may appear, are nothing more than the outpicturing of your past states of consciousness. They have no power to perpetuate themselves unless you continue to feed them with your attention and belief. Consider for a moment the nature of your own experience. Every night when you fall asleep, you enter a world that seems completely real to you. In your dreams, you experience joy, fear, love, and terror as vividly as you do in your waking state. Yet when you awaken, you dismiss these experiences as mere dreams, as unreal. But were they not real to you while you experienced them? Did your heart not race with fear? Did you not feel the tough of loved one? The only difference between your dream state and your waking state is the persistence of the images and the continuity of the experience. This brings us to the fundamental understanding that consciousness is the only reality. All else is but states of consciousness made visible. Your present reality is simply the persistent dream of your waking consciousness. And just as you can dream of being anywhere, being anyone, having anything in your sleep, so too can you dream with your eyes open and see that dream become your waking reality. The secret lies in understanding that imagination is not some fanciful faculty relegated to children and artists. Imagination is the very power by which God creates worlds. It is the divine faculty within you that can reshape your entire existence. When I speak of ignoring reality, I am not suggesting that you become delusional or that you deny the evidence of your senses out of foolishness. I am revealing to you the technique by which you can transcend the limitations of your present circumstances and bring forth new conditions into your world. To ignore reality means to withdraw your attention from the unwanted facts of your present experience and place it entirely upon the desired state. It means to live in the feeling of the wish fulfilled, regardless of what your senses may report to the contrary. This is not self-deception. This is the conscious use of the law of assumption, for whatever you assume to be true, if persisted in, will harden into fact in your world. Your imagination is not bound by the limitations of your present circumstances. In your imagination, you can be anywhere, have anything, become anyone. The key is to enter into these imaginal acts with such vividness and feeling that they become more real to you than your present circumstances. When you can do this, when you can feel the reality of your desired state more intensely than you feel the reality of your present conditions, you have begun to ignore reality in the true sense. But understand this clearly, you are not ignoring reality to escape from it. You are ignoring one reality to create another. You are withdrawing your creative power from the maintenance of unwanted conditions and investing it in the creation of desired conditions. Every moment that you spend dwelling upon your problems, every moment that you spend accepting your limitations as permanent, you are using your divine power of imagination to perpetuate the very conditions you wish to escape. The world will tell you that this is impossible, that you cannot simply imagine your way to a better life. The world will present you with evidence to support its claim. It will show you others who have tried and failed. It will remind you of your past failures. It will marshal all manner of logical arguments to convince you that you must accept things as they are. But remember, the world that speaks to you is the world created by mass consciousness, by the collective acceptance of limitation and lack. It is not the world of infinite possibility that exists for the individual who knows the truth of their own divine nature. When you truly understand that consciousness is the only reality, you realize that you are not in the world. The world is in you. You are not subject to conditions. Conditions are subject to you. You are not at the mercy of circumstances. Circumstances are the servants of your consciousness. This understanding changes everything. It transforms you from a victim of life into the author of your own experience. The technique of ignoring reality to create reality requires practice and persistence. It requires that you develop the ability to control your attention, to direct your imagination, to maintain your feeling of the wish fulfilled in the face of contradictory evidence. This is not always easy, for you have been conditioned from birth to accept the testimony of your senses as the ultimate truth. You have been taught to believe that if you cannot see it, touch it, or measure it, it is not real. But I tell you that the most real things in your world are the things you cannot see with your physical eyes. Love is real, yet you cannot see it. Hope is real, yet you cannot touch it. Faith is real, yet you cannot measure it. These invisible realities are the very forces that shape your visible world. And imagination is the greatest of these invisible realities, for it is the power by which all else is created. When you learn to live in your imagination, when you learn to feel the reality of your desired state more keenly than you feel the reality of your present circumstances, you discover that you have been living in a prison of your own making. You discover that the walls that seemed so solid were nothing more than the shadows cast by your own beliefs. You discover that you have always had the key to your own freedom, but you simply did not know how to use it. The art of ignoring reality begins with the recognition that what you call reality is simply the sum total of your beliefs made manifest. Every limitation you experience, every lack you suffer, every problem you face is nothing more than a belief that has been allowed to crystallize into form. These beliefs feel real to you because you have invested them with the power of your attention and emotion. But they are no more real than the dreams you dream at night. To change your reality, you must change your beliefs. To change your beliefs, you must change your imagination. To change your imagination, you must learn to control your attention. Attention is the key to all transformation. Whatever you place your attention upon, you energize. Whatever you energize, you attract. Whatever you attract, you experience. This is the law, and it operates without exception. The challenge is that most people have never learned to control their attention. They allow their attention to be captured by whatever appears in their environment. They react to conditions rather than creating conditions. They spend their days focused on their problems, their limitations, their fears, and their doubts. Then they wonder why their lives do not change, why their circumstances remain the same, why their dreams never come true. But when you learn to ignore the evidence of your senses and place your attention entirely upon your desired state, when you learn to feel the reality of your wish fulfilled regardless of present circumstances, you discover that you have access to a power that can transform your entire world. This power is not outside of you, it is you. You are the operant power in your own experience. You are the one who determines what shall appear in your world. The Bible tells us that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This is not merely a story about the creation of the physical universe. This is a revelation of the creative process itself. God, which is your own divine consciousness, speaks and it is done. Your word is your wand. Your imagination is your creative power. When you learn to use these faculties consciously and deliberately, you become the master of your own destiny. But most people use their imagination against themselves. They imagine lack instead of abundance. They imagine failure instead of success. They imagine sickness instead of health. They imagine loneliness instead of love. Then they accept these imaginal creations as reality and wonder why their lives are filled with the very things they do not want. The secret is to reverse this process. Instead of allowing your imagination to run wild with fears and doubts, you must discipline it to dwell only upon your desired states. Instead of accepting unwanted conditions as permanent, you must recognize them as temporary expressions of past states of consciousness. Instead of reacting to what is, you must respond from the feeling of what you wish to be. This is what it means to ignore reality to create reality. You withdraw your attention from the unwanted facts of your present experience and place it entirely upon the desired facts of your intended experience. You live in the feeling of the wish fulfilled until that feeling becomes more familiar to you than your present circumstances. You persist in this feeling until it hardens into fact in your world. The world will try to convince you that this is impossible. It will present you with evidence to support its claim. It will show you statistics that prove your limitations. It will remind you of your past failures. It will tell you to be realistic, to be practical, to accept things as they are. But remember, the world that speaks to you is the world created by those who have accepted limitations.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
...as reality. It is not the world of infinite possibility that awaits those who know the truth of their own divine nature. When you truly understand this principle, you realize that you are not bound by the limitations of your present circumstances. You are not subject to the conditions of your environment. You are not at the mercy of other people's opinions or expectations. You are the creator of your own reality, and you have the power to change it at any moment by changing your imagination. The technique is simple, but it requires practice and persistence. Every day you must spend time in your imagination, feeling the reality of your desired state. You must make these imaginal acts so vivid and so real that they feel more true to you than your present circumstances. You must live in the feeling of the wish fulfilled until that feeling becomes your natural state of being. This is not mere daydreaming or wishful thinking. This is a conscious use of the creative power of imagination. When you imagine with feeling, when you make your imaginal acts vivid and real, you are actually creating the very conditions you are imagining. You are not pretending you are creating. You are not deceiving yourself. You are revealing to yourself the infinite possibilities that exist within your own consciousness. The evidence of your senses may contradict your imaginal acts. Your present circumstances may seem to deny the reality of your desired state. Other people may try to convince you that you are being unrealistic or impractical. But you must persist in your imaginal acts regardless of contradictory evidence. You must continue to feel the reality of your desired state until it becomes your actual reality. This requires faith, not blind faith, but understanding faith. You must understand that consciousness is the only reality, and that all else is but states of consciousness made visible. You must understand that your imagination is not some fanciful faculty, but the very power by which God creates worlds. You must understand that you are not separate from God, but are God individualized, and therefore you have access to the same creative power that brought forth the universe itself. When you truly understand this, you realize that there is no such thing as an impossible dream. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation. There is no such thing as a permanent limitation. Everything that appears in your world is subject to change. For it is all but the externalization of consciousness. And consciousness can be changed at will. The art of ignoring reality to create reality is the art of living from the end. Instead of hoping for your good, you must live as though you already have it. Instead of wanting your desire, you must live as though you already possess it. Instead of trying to become what you wish to be, You must live as though you already are what you wish to be. This is the great secret that has been hidden from the masses, but revealed to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. You do not need to know how your desire will manifest. You do not need to figure out the means by which it will come to pass. You do not need to manipulate circumstances or convince other people to help you. All you need to do is to persist in the feeling of the wish fulfilled, and the entire universe will conspire to make your dream a reality. The bridge of incidents that will lead to the manifestation of your desire is not your concern. Your only concern is to maintain the feeling of already having what you want. Your only responsibility is to live in the end, to think from your desire rather than thinking of your desire. When you can do this consistently, when you can make the feeling of the wish fulfilled your natural state of being, you will discover that your entire world begins to conform to your imaginal acts. This is not magic, this is law. This is not superstition, this is science. This is the science of consciousness, the law of assumption, the principle by which all creation takes place. You are not asking the universe to give you something you do not have. You are claiming something that already exists in the invisible realm of consciousness and allowing it to become visible in the world of form. Your desired state already exists as a possibility within your own consciousness. It is not something that must be created. It is something that must be claimed. It is not something that must be earned. It is something that must be accepted. It is not something that must be achieved. It is something that must be received. The receiving comes through the feeling. When you can feel the reality of your desired state, when you can live in the feeling of the wish fulfilled, you have opened the door for that state to manifest in your world. Feeling is the secret. Feeling is the power. Feeling is the prayer that never fails. But you must be careful about what you feel. You must be selective about the states you entertain. You must be deliberate about the feelings you cultivate. If you feel lack, you will experience lack. If you feel limitation, you will experience limitation. If you feel fear, you will experience fear. But if you feel abundance, you will experience abundance. If you feel freedom, you will experience freedom. If you feel love, you will experience love. The choice is always yours. In every moment, you are choosing the feeling that will determine your experience. You are choosing the state of consciousness that will externalize itself in your world. You are choosing the reality you will live in by the feelings you entertain and the imaginal acts you perform. Most people are unconscious of this choice. They allow their feelings to be determined by their circumstances rather than determining their circumstances by their feelings. They react to what is rather than creating what they want. They accept their current reality as permanent rather than recognizing it as temporary and changeable. But you who understand this principle have been given the keys to the kingdom. You have been shown the way to transform your entire existence. You have been taught the secret of creation itself. Now it is up to you to use this knowledge, to apply this understanding, to practice this technique until it becomes as natural to you as breathing. Remember, you are not trying to change the world. You are changing yourself. You are not trying to manipulate circumstances. You are transforming consciousness. You are not trying to force reality to conform to your wishes. You are allowing reality to flow from your imagination. When you change yourself, the world changes. When you transform your consciousness, circumstances transform. When you live from your imagination, reality conforms to your imaginal acts. This is the great work, the transformation of consciousness. This is the only work that matters, the changing of yourself from within. This is the work that every great teacher has pointed to, the work of becoming who you truly are rather than remaining who you have been conditioned to believe you are. You are not your circumstances. You are not your past. You are not your limitations. You are not your problems. You are consciousness itself, individualized as you, with access to all the creative power of the universe. You are God in human form, temporarily forgetting your true nature but capable of remembering it at any moment. The remembering comes through the practice of ignoring reality to create reality. It comes through the discipline of living in your imagination rather than being enslaved by your circumstances. It comes through the persistence of feeling the wish fulfilled regardless of contradictory evidence. It comes through the faith to act as though your invisible desires are more real than your visible conditions. This is your calling. This is your purpose. This is your destiny. You came into this world not to accept limitation, but to transcend it. You came not to be a victim of circumstances, but to be the creator of circumstances. You came not to live in the reality created by others, but to create your own reality through the power of your own imagination. The time for accepting less than you deserve is over. The time for settling for conditions that do not serve you is over. The time for believing that you are powerless to change your life is over. You have been given the greatest gift in the universe, the power to imagine. Use it. Use it deliberately. Use it consistently. Use it with faith and persistence, and watch as your entire world coincides to match the contents of your imagination. This is not a promise for the future. This is a reality for the present. This is not something that might happen. This is something that must happen when you apply the law correctly. This is not a possibility. This is a certainty for those who understand and practice the art of ignoring reality to create reality. Your new life begins the moment you decide to live from your imagination rather than from your circumstances. Your transformation begins the moment you choose to feel the wish fulfilled rather than to feel the lack of fulfillment. Your freedom begins the moment you recognize that you are not bound by the evidence of your senses, but are free to create new evidence through the power of your imagination. Go now and create the reality you desire. Go now and manifest the life you dream of. Go now and become the person you were meant to be. The power is within you. The kingdom is within you. The answer is within you. You are the operant power in your own experience. And you have the ability to make your life a masterpiece of conscious creation. Ignore the reality you do not want and create the reality you do want. This is your right. This is your power. This is your destiny. Claim it now and live the life you were born to live.